Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey now, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It is just great to be back on the air. Woo, it's been a long, pretty much week and a half, too, that I've been off the air. Had to get some things wrapped up, had to get some business taken care of, had to get some real big stuff taken care of. As many of you guys know, we are in plans of that 2014 World AIDS Day Summit Atlanta, where we are coming in as philanthropists ourselves to create awareness to the situation that's taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's many of our African-American women, number one in the nation, Atlanta, HIV positive. So we are coming in. Everything is in place. Details are coming out. Many of you guys see through the social media space. The Save the Date is coming out soon. So it's just a lot of things that are in place that we are bringing to the city to create the awareness and pretty much stop this spread. It is a beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You gotta get over there, become a member. Or just get over there and browse. There's so much you can do over there. So many other shows you can listen to, see the things that we're doing as we're out in the field and traveling all over. Just go check us out, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, at Kalithia on Twitter, at Kalithia BGE on my Instagram. Trying to get used to sharing it with you guys because I try to keep up with everything. And, of course, the LinkedIn's and all the Google Pluses, blah, 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 blah. But if you guys go to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, you'll be able to just pretty much find anything that you want because I'm trying my best to keep it up. So it's just. A huge announcement. We have some great shows lined up, finishing it off this month. Can you believe we are going into September already? And one big thing that's happening with BGE is we have a new host that will be joining us this Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. Yes, I said the year, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Also, she'll be joining us each and every Thursday, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. Ruby Jewel with the Jewel Wrap Up. Ruby Jewel is a huge, huge, huge celebrity radio and TV host in Los Angeles with many of the biggest names in Hollywood. And she is bringing her show to BGE to give you guys the Jewel Wrap Up each week. You'll be able to find out what is going on with Hollywood's greatest. And the latest with them, and I mean, she has some awesome, awesome things to share with you, with many of your favorite celebrities, getting exclusive, they'll be on the air exclusive interviews, talking about the things that's happening, not just that, will also be, you know, events, private parties. I mean, this girl is no joke, and she's coming on BGE starting this Thursday, August 22nd, as I said, to give you guys all that information that you have been asking for. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Just yes, 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 you know. And it's Hollywood latest, and I love this. Check this out. We're grown and sexy meets keeping it real. Yes, and that's what BGE is all about, keeping it real, telling you the truth, just giving it to you as it is, and just seeing it for as it is when you go to BGE TV also. So the Jewel Wrap Up with celebrity host Ruby Jewel, now here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, starting this Thursday, August 22nd, at 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, and she will be on the air each and every Thursday afterwards. First show, like I said, starts this Thursday, and her first show, she has actually, she'll be chatting with Rick Vega. Many of you guys know him. He just released his new single featuring Ray J, We Fly, and for more information on the Jewel Wrap Up here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, you can get over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. So the excitement is about to begin. Many, 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 many great things to come. As many of you guys know, we were just ranked with Blog Talk as one of their top 300 shows out of 15,000 as a partner with them. As many of you guys know, at Blog Talk, you know, they have about 18 million hits per month on their front page, and usually they are featuring our shows and featuring us and helping us spread the word. So we want to give big, big thanks out to our partners, Blog Talk, for always being there with us and just making it happen and helping us spread the word and making a difference with Bill Grown and Joy is all about here on BGE Radio. So now with all the excitement, this week is pretty much money week. We're talking money, we're talking wealth, we're talking legacy here this week, because today I have a very, very awesome, and powerful guest. It's an honor and just a pleasure to have her with us today. And like I said, you know, why should you be creating a legacy? Why should you create a legacy? And if you haven't, why should you? You know, and that's just pretty much where everything begins. And joining me today to speak on this topic is founder and CEO / diva / born leader / serial entrepreneur, Miss Deborah Harnett with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy, Deborah.
Girl, you made my day. I love that intro. We got to go on the road together. You're the best.
welcome. How are you ready to talk that legacy today? You know, Wealthy
That's
Sisters.
Right.
Honey, let's talk and let everyone first know who you are, Deborah, because you're bad. You are bad, and you're coming from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, correct?
That's correct, but hey, I'm a great baby, native of Atlanta, so I am Atlanta-born, a true native, and just happy to be now in the DMV, as they call it. It took me a while when I first moved here. I kept hearing them on the radio saying, down at the DMV, we're here in the DMV. I was like, wow, they keep at the DMV. What's the hangout at the DMV? But it's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. It took me a second to get that. So, but I'm here. And as you know, this technology that's out here, also a privileged host here on the Blog Talk Network as well, you know, it gives us that global point of view, that global audience. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. And thank you, Kalithia, for all the things that you're doing there on BGE Radio as well.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. Now, you are just like a serial entrepreneur. You've got so many components to your company and to your brand. It is just, you know, you're helping so many people. I mean, just developing multi-million dollar revenue producing companies. Let us hear who is Deborah Harnett, you know, and then let's go ahead right in and talk about your company, Wealthy Sisters Media Group.
For sure. Well, honestly, you know, I am an entrepreneur, as you said it, and I really say that for all of your listeners today to really take a self-check and realize that's who you are. Again, it was a moment before I could stand in the room and say that's what I am and understand what that means to think and to be an entrepreneur. That's someone that has a vision. That's someone that has ideas, multiple ideas on top of ideas. That's someone who walks in the face of fear. I've never said I'm not afraid, but always walking in courage and never, ever, ever, ever giving up. That is an entrepreneur, and that's who I am. I did spend my life growing up. My father was an entrepreneur, although he passed away when I was very, very young. I believe that was instilled in me. My mother, when my father passed away, did not want to work outside of the home, so she started the daycare in the home. So even though it wasn't on a scale of a storefront or a business that we talk about today, strategic planning and all of that, she kept everybody in the neighborhood. I saw my mother work for herself till almost I was a senior in high school. So that, along with, you know, being taught you should get that good education, get that good job and work and find that good career, which is very good to do. You know, it's great for people to do. But at the same time, someone like myself, who's always thinking of ideas, who would get bored easily at that new job, who wanted to do something on my own. I've always been doing something on my own. I had to face the fact that, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, and that is something to be proud of. I had my first business at age 4, picking up pine cones for my neighbors. So what can I say? That's who I am, charging them a dollar, you know, to do that. And I realized I should have been charging them a dollar per pine cone, but that's okay. That was the start for me.
or putting some in your bag, painting them, and then selling them at a yard sale.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to say this, too, for an entrepreneurs, because, you know, we are unique individuals. And because, again, the way our society is, you know, focused, which is nothing wrong with it. I'm not speaking against it at all. We are taught to go and train and work for someone else. And, you know, to those who are out there who were like me, many of you who are like me, you might have some younger people on the line now. You know, you start one thing, you can have conversations about so many businesses, so many opportunities, you name it, I've been a part of something, I've done it. But I want you to know that it comes a point where all of that matters. You bring it together and you're able to create a business, a stream of income that can support and build that legacy wealth for your family. So I just really wanted to take that time to just share that with entrepreneurs, who those who might be feeling like they're out of place, or because it can be, as you know, Sister Khaleesia, it can be a lonely world as an entrepreneur.
It is definitely a lonely world, but you know, I always, you know, just to piggyback off what you just said, when we go work for someone, you know, many, many years, I was, you know, just maybe November be 3 years, I built Bill Grown and Joy, which has just been boosting for the success. But, you know, before that, you know, I was corporate America, you know, the office,
right,
the highway, whatever. But I took everything I learned in the financial world, and pretty much when we work for people, our job to work for people, it's not just to work for them, but to learn the skills and talent and to build our own companies and bring it to our own companies. And that's just how I've always seen it, and putting it into something that you are passionate about and have that and what you see as your purpose in making a difference to help the next. And that's what is so important, and that's what leads to creating a legacy. So that's what I want to speak to today, because when I see you, I see legacy. And a lot of people, they don't know anything about legacy. And I just want you to say to the audience, you know, you have so many components. I mean, you have the components with Wealthy Sisters. You also have another component where you have Big Thinkers Academy, and then also the Professional Businesswoman. All those are components that, you know, teaches and helps people in a positive way to create that legacy. So let's talk about those three components and let everyone know why it's so important to create a legacy.
Well, it is important, and it's also important for everyone to know that it has to begin somewhere. And there is an actual price that, of course, yes, that you have to pay for that. And it is a process in that. But if you don't do it, who will do it? I work with a lot of people often, and some people have the mindset when it comes to planning. You're from that financial world. When it comes to planning for their children, just even taking care of burial, even taking the whole idea of leaving some form of something behind. You hear people say, well, my parents didn't leave me anything. I want my children to work for it, or I don't want them to be spoiled like they see some images on television. That's not everybody. You want to be able to set something in place, like with the business that you're building, I'm sure, and the business that I'm building. My daughter is 10 years old. She's been around business all of her life, so she knows that her role is going to be to be developed and take over the family business. You see that in major corporations every day. So all we're saying to our listeners today is, why not begin thinking and planning and strategizing for your family's future, for your ancestors' future? As my guest, Laferne Beatty, said today on our show, Wealthy Sisters Radio, you know, if your vision, of course, is something that you can do in your lifetime, then really it's not a vision. It's not a big enough vision. Why not have a vision that's so large that you know can't be fulfilled in your lifetime? I mean, look at the major corporations that we see today that have been in existence. And we know that the founders have been, they're long gone, but those companies are still around, and they're still feeding the families for generations. It has to start somewhere. So we encourage people to begin thinking about that. Now, you asked the components. Wealthy Sisters Media Group, we're comprised of a publishing firm, so we actually will help those individuals publish, self-publish, because you own all the rights when you publish with us. You self-publish your book. We do all the work for you. You're able to reach Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ebook, the whole thing. We have over 100 countries that we can help you distribute to as well, over 30,000 distributors. So you're able to publish your book. Our focus at Wealthy Sisters Media Group, our number one priority is to promote positive people. And we do that, again, through the publishing. We do that through our weekly business radio show here on the Blog Talk Network. And we do that by helping our clients brand their identity. Now, you mentioned the organization, the Professional Black Woman. That is an organization that we started several years ago. And the purpose of it, quite frankly, like all of everything that we do, grew out of the need to have a platform where people that look like me could come together who are professional and network and build relationships to catapult their businesses. As we see in many communities, it's not always something that we see in ours. So that is the whole purpose. And right now, we do host conferences. We've had two very, very successful conferences called the Winter Summit, and we plan to bring those back within the next 2 years here, where we bring top business women, millionaire business owners from across the country, women of color, to share and to provide rich information for those who are in business and in the professional world as well.
Mm-hmm. That's just awesome, and it's so needed in our community. Together as one, you know, that's something that's lacked in our community, is just the togetherness, and your movement is just amazing what you were doing. Now another component that stood out too, the Big Thinkers Academy is kind of like a think tank. It seems like
right.
Tell us a little more about
think tank. Yeah, it's a think tank, and right now, we, you know, as in business, sometimes you have to learn when to move and when to hold, or as they say, hold and fold, definitely not fold. But we right now are just in some formative processes with the Big Thinkers Academy. But it is a way for people to come together of like minds to strategically plan and execute their business strategy. So we'll be rolling more information out on that in the next year, within 2014. So just stay tuned. The main thing they want to know, though, is you can reach us and get in contact with us via the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. And, you know, you can plug into our weekly business radio show and learn and get the information that we share on a weekly basis with the, I mean, guests, very successful business owners from across the world that share advice, I mean, nuggets of wisdom that they can actually apply right then on the spot and see some positive improvements in life and business. We focus, like you, we focus on health and wealth, because wealth for us is not just the actual financial, but it's the wealth of relationships, it's the wealth of health, and it's the wealth of our finances. And that relationship is the relationship with ourselves, with our spiritual connection, with our families and friends, and then, of course, like I said, that health. You can have all the money in the world, but if your health is jacked, you know, there we have it. And so it's our mindset is a total well-being. And we have experts that come on. We have quarterly experts that come on and share information that relates to all of those subject matters as well.
Mindset, balance, purpose. It is 12:20 p.m. Los Angeles, 3:20 Atlanta. I'm on air with the powerful, powerful CEO and founder and out making a difference, bringing the positive into our community with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can get on over to her website, which Deborah Harnett, go ahead and let them know your website, your Twitter information, your Instagram, because you know that's what social—that's what's all about. It's social media is where it's at, and you know, even following your show and when they can listen into your show on here on the Blog Talk Network also.
Oh, for sure. They can find us at WealthySisters.com. Then Sisters is S-I-S-T-A-S, S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySisters.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Instagram, all of that at Wealthy Sisters. We're there, right there for you. And I love the fact that you talked about mindset. You just said that mindset and balance. And I just had that written down on the page, you know, just as some subject points, some bullet points that you might want to discuss. So I love how energy brings the mindset together and we can all be on one accord. And that mindset is so important. That mindset is so important for business. It's 95% yes. mental, I believe. True.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and the other five is with relationships.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we'll say 4.9, right? And the other 0.10 is the actual work.
It's all the mindset. Boy, you got to be strategic.
It is. Because you can really, you know, that whole thing. And this is the thing. This is something that I've just gotten because I've seen work. I know how to work. I will work you under the table. Work ethic,
right.
There is no problem with work ethic at all. Hear me. Trust and believe. I believe that. I know that. I live it. But I understand and I've learned, and I want people to hear this, especially any young people listening right now. Work ethic is extremely important, but that mindset is so important. And what I read, since you talk about the spirituality, you know, here on your show, I know you don't mind me mentioning that. But I understand, and I read this in a book that I'm reading, and it said that, you know, the universe rewards the activity, not the activity of our work, but the activity of our consciousness, of our consciousness, of our consciousness. It's our consciousness. So back to that mindset is what we believe and what we open up and see and develop in our consciousness. We have everything right now before us is based on our consciousness and based on what we thought we could have and what we believe. You live in that house because you believed you could live in that house. So it's all about you want to see yourself go further, begin to stretch that mindset and stretch that consciousness. For sure.
Right. That's exactly what it's all about. That was deep. I like that, Deborah. And very well said. Very, very well said. Now, you guys have some book projects that's out. Tell us a little more about that. And then when we do that, go ahead. And, you know, I know you just gave us some words of knowledge, but I also want you to leave us some words of encouragement as we, you know, conclude this show. But let's talk about your book projects. If there's anything else you'd like to share to the audience, and then drop us with those words of encouragement.
Oh, well, definitely, definitely. Again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Kalithia. And they can find our book, Wealthy Sisters, Volume 1. We do special interview book projects, which are phenomenal. And this one is the first one, Volume 1, is Personal Powerful Stories That Prove You Can Do It Too. You can find that on Amazon. It's available for download. And they are some dynamic stories of some powerful millionaires, 6- to 7-figure earning women, business women of color. We have some Catherine. I love to talk about her, Catherine Freeland, who built her business, sold it for $30 million plus, hello, and went. Took a hiatus for 3 years and went and bought another corporation with about 400 employees, doing extremely well. And she talks about the importance of having those legacy plans and that exit strategy. We have Dr. Tracy Lynn that's featured in that book. She is a multimillionaire. Jewelry, if you all don't know who she is, custom jewelry, extraordinaire, real estate, all types of things. And Colleen Payne, she's out of the Midwest. This woman's story is absolutely incredible. She fooled all of those in the medical industry, didn't even know. She created this mobile radiation or mobile imaging system. So it's just powerful. Anyway, you got to get that book. Those stories are so encouraging. And then we do have other books on if you're in direct sales. We've got the Top Women in Direct Sales. That book was just released this past year. And we have other projects that you can learn about there on Wealthy Sisters as well. And if you want to be featured in some of our projects, again, you can go to wealthysisters.com and you'll see the publishing book project there as well. And you asked me to, what else did you ask me to do, dear? My mom.
We need words of encouragement from you.
Oh,
you
yes.
Are just amazing. Encourage us.
You know, I really just want to encourage everyone, and I want you to really hear, this is coming from someone who's living every day. What I'm saying to you, I'm saying to myself, yes, it can be a challenge out here, but it's a part of the process, but it gets better. When we say having faith in yourself, believing in yourself, absolutely no matter what it looks like, don't believe what you hear others say. You know, yes, there might be times that you need to restructure. We talk about that all the time, reinventing yourself, recreating your strategy, having a strategy, first of all. That's very important to have. But it is so important who you surround yourself with. If you are a business owner and you are surrounding yourself totally with people who are talking about what the boss did on the job and what time they get off and when they clock in and all of that, that's not the environment you need to surround yourself with. You need to be around people in your industry, people who are other business owners who you can experience the same stories. You can learn from their stories. Then you want to make sure you reach out to those leaders, those mentors. You'll be surprised how many people in your field will just love to share with you, to talk to you, to understand it's about building relationships, but you have to go to them in service, to offer them the service and have a pure heart, you know, with that as well. It's not always about taking. Get back to giving. When you give, I promise you, you'll receive everything that you want. It's a spiritual law, no matter what faith, no matter what your foundation is. So give what you want. Be encouraged and know, right? Stand clear, get those relationships, you know, and stay focused, and finally, find a way to find that balance. You're talking to someone, I've been in business for myself over 25 years, and I can say that I have been out of balance, and I taught the whole concept of being out of balance. But you don't want to miss life. You don't want to miss moments. Embrace the process. Embrace those moments that you're in, because you're going to want to remember those times, and you won't be able to remember them if you were just completely out of balance. Stay focused, though. Don't let anybody get you off track. And definitely keep listening to this show, BG&E. It's so important that you drown yourself with shows like this. Tune into shows like mine. There are other shows on here, videos you can watch on YouTube. Keep every day feeding yourself, because what you eat, what you feed yourself, is what you will produce. Thank you so much, Kalithia, for this time, and to your audience as well. And I just wish everyone the absolute best of everything great.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Deborah. Those words were well received, and I'm sure the listening audience really appreciate it. We bless you and your journey and in your walk, as always, here at Build, Grow, and Joy, and we will be listening in on you, too. I mean, just thank you for joining us and taking the time today.
Thank you so much, and continued success to you as well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, Deborah Hartnett, Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can catch Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. They air live weekly on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, of course, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Twofold purpose, I have to share this, to inspire and encourage the listener, and to promote, edify, and say thank you to the sisters for blazing the trail and setting high standards. Wealthy Sisters, Sisters, that's SISTAS.com. Be sure to tune in and get on over there and read up and see the great things that they're happening on. You can also follow Deborah on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters also. So that's going to conclude our show for today, day one of Wealth and Talking Money this week. On Wednesday, I'll be back on the air at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Debbie Snelling, next season, back with me with the Snelling Report, talking financial tips and tax tips. This month we have some great things to speak about that puts you on the path of success. And as always, enjoy the rest of your day and continue to build, grow, and enjoy.